grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 21, where I read for you again these words. Jesus said, "Hear another parable." Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. This, so far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. In what world would a vineyard owner keep sending servant after servant to collect the fruit due him from the tenants when they so mistreat, abuse, and kill them? Would he not rather punish or destroy those tenants after the first time or two? And then, knowing what the tenants had done to the servants, would send his son, thinking they would respect him? Who would ever do such a thing? And in what world would tenants think that if they killed the son, they would get the vineyard for themselves? That's simply delusional. And yet, our Lord, as he tells today's parable to the scribes or to the chief priests and the Pharisees, tells them that he knew what they were up to. And he gave them one last call to repentance through the prophet Isaiah. God declared that he had done everything to prepare a vineyard, and yet it had produced only wild grapes. And as a result, he prophesied that that vineyard would be destroyed. And then, so that there's no misunderstanding, he says, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting." And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed; for righteousness, but behold, an outcry. Israel would be destroyed for her faithlessness. And that's the background for Jesus' words today. Those who were confronting him in the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people, were the tenants who were to care for the vineyard of the Lord. But they did not give the owner his due. So when Jesus tells his parable of the tenants, he summarizes the whole story of the Bible, and he lets us in on the real purpose of Jesus' journey into our world and his taking on our flesh and blood. You see, the tenants wanted the vineyard for themselves, but they did not at all want a relationship with the vineyard owner. It sounds like all of humanity after Adam and Eve fell into sin. It especially sounds like the nation of Israel when they were comfortable and prosperous in the Promised Land. They thought they could run the vineyard just fine without the owner. They thought that they could live life on their terms, under their control. So when the vineyard owner sent his servants, the prophets, the tenants did not like the reminder that the vineyard did not belong to them. Those servants reminded the tenants that they owed something to the owner. They reminded them that they did not belong to themselves. And that was rather uncomfortable. So what did they do? They beat and killed the messengers, pretending nothing had happened. They continued thinking that they could live life on their own terms. And then the vineyard owner sent his son. "They will respect my son," he said. No, he was not being naive or ignorant. He full well knew that those wicked tenants would kill his son. But he also wanted to confront them with what they should have done from the beginning. Respect his son. Live life in a loving relationship with him. Fear, love, and trust in him above all things. And especially above themselves. But the tenants saw the self-serving opportunity. Kill the son, and they could have the inheritance all to themselves. Or so they thought. Throw the son out of the vineyard as if they were throwing out the trash. Little did they know that the inheritance would indeed come by killing the son. How ironic. And what was the vineyard owner looking for all this time? The fruit from the vineyard. And what is that fruit? Faith. Faith that wants to be in a relationship with the vineyard owner, God himself. Faith says, if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. There's just one major uncomfortable thing about that faith, though. It means that we must die to ourselves. We must kill not the Son, but our own egos that say, it's my life. I can do with it what I want. How hard that is. It's so hard that the Son of God freely and willingly took our death upon himself. He was thrown out of the vineyard and nailed to the cross in the garbage heap called Golgotha. But when he was tossed out like rubbish on the garbage heap, he brought life and immortality to light. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. He suffered rejection and death, and he rose again victorious to change us wicked tenants into loyal sons and daughters of the God who has always loved us. If anything, this parable shows just how God continues to love and forgive us, even though we repeatedly reject him in our doubts and unbelief. This is the Lord's doing, loving us sinners. And it is marvelous in our eyes. It's so marvelous that we can say with St. Paul, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Yes, the son who was killed for the inheritance really does give us the inheritance of God's vineyard in his death and resurrection. And that puts all of life into a new and different perspective. For no matter what happens in this world, No matter what difficulties may come our way, we still have our inheritance of Jesus Christ in His forgiveness, His life, and His salvation. We can indeed count all things loss, especially our persistence in living life on our terms. You see, when we don't have the Son of God, we really don't have anything. But when we have Christ, we have more than we can imagine. Life with our loving God, communion with our vineyard owner, mercy and forgiveness for wanting to be in charge of all of life. As St. Paul says elsewhere, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. In our baptism, we are joined to the Son who was killed in order to get the inheritance. When we die to ourselves and rise again in the life of Jesus, we receive His eternal retirement plan. And when we come to the Lord's table, we once again see how marvelous the Lord's doing is in our eyes and in our mouths. The very body and blood that was thrown out of the vineyard as rubbish is truly our treasure and delight. It's the only source of real life. Here in this holy meal, we are restored to life in God's vineyard. We are here strengthened in the fruit that God looks for, faith in Him, in the Son He sends into the world, and in the Holy Spirit who gives us life. So come, leave behind your desires and ways of living without God, the vineyard owner. Come and receive your inheritance. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.